We welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so if you'll go get your Bible now and turn to the book of Ezekiel, we'll be looking in a few moments at Ezekiel chapter 34. We're looking at a Sunday school lesson called Ezekiel Encourages the Exiles. This is a Sunday school lesson that was written many years ago by E.A. Elam. It was for the Sunday schools of June 18, 1924. And while we read the lesson text at the close of our last program, I'm going to go ahead and read it to the class again this morning, because it is such a beautiful text about the shepherd and the sheep found in the book of Ezekiel. So we'll be turning to Ezekiel chapter 34. Now, while you're doing this, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, looking at the book of Ezekiel and coming to understand this prophet, I want you to know we'll spend several weeks here. Ezekiel is quite an interesting prophet, and some of the things he says is just almost, it's very difficult to maybe grasp the significance of right at first. But we'll go through this together and we'll see. But he wrote some beautiful things. I want you to read now with me. Ezekiel 34, beginning in verse 11. For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, behold, I myself, even I, will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day, that he is among his sheep that are scattered abroad, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all places wherewith they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and upon the mountains of the height of Israel shall their fold be, and they shall lie down in a good fold, and on fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I will cause them to lie down, saith Jehovah. I will seek that which was lost. I will bring back that which was driven away, and I will build up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But the fat and the strong will I destroy. I will feed them in justice, and I will make them a covenant of peace, and will cause evil beasts to cease out of the land, that they may dwell securely in the wilderness, and sheep in the woods. And I will make them in the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in its season, and there shall be showers of blessings. Now the golden text for this lesson is taken from the text we just read, Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 16. I will seek that which was lost, and will bring back that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But the fat and the strong will I destroy. I will feed them in justice. The devotional reading for this lesson is the 23rd Psalm, a psalm that is famous for its discussion about the shepherd and the sheep. In the Bible that I have, the American Standard Version, the inscription over this psalm is that it is a psalm of David. Now let me read the 23rd Psalm. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He guideth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. Let's now go and look at some of the notes in Elam's Sunday School lesson. Here are the geographical notes. We're going to read about a place called Tel Abib. It's an unknown place on the river Chebar. Now, Chebar was a river of Babylon which flowed from the east and emptied into the Euphrates about 200 miles north of Babylon. Some say this river was in the vicinity of Babylon. Chaldea was a district of Babylonia, the low part of Mesopotamia. Now, here's some interesting facts in history that we read about in the introduction. This lesson is in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel was taken captive with Jehoiakim and with others 11 years before the destruction of Jerusalem. The captives were settled in Tel Abib, in the river Chebar, in Babylonia. Ezekiel was the son of Buzi and belonged to the priestly family. We read in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, "Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of Jehovah came expressly unto Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chebar, and the hand of Jehovah was there upon him." Now Ezekiel, he began to prophesy before the destruction of Jerusalem in the 5th month of the 5th year of Jehoiakim's captivity, in the 13th year, either of his age or of the new era of Nabopolassar, the father of Nebuchadnezzar, who began to reign in B.C. 625. The Jews in captivity with Ezekiel were yet rebellious and idolatrous. We read in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 2, and verse 3, "And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to nations that are rebellious, which have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me even unto this very day." We read in Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 33 through 39, "As I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, surely with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out will I be king over you, and I will bring you out from the peoples, and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and there will I enter into judgment with you face to face, like as I entered into judgment with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So will I enter into judgment with you, saith the Lord Jehovah, and I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant, and I will purge out from among you the rebels, them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the land where they sojourn, but they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am Jehovah. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, go ye, serve every one his idols, and hitherto also, if you will not hearken unto me, but my holy name shall you no more profane with your gifts, and with your idols. In those days that Ezekiel prophesied, the children of Israel had hearkened unto false prophets. We read in Ezekiel chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. The word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own heart, Hear ye the word of Jehovah. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets have been like foxes in the waste places. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither built up the wall for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of Jehovah. They have seen falsehood and lying divination that say, Jehovah saith, but Jehovah hath not sent them. And they have made men to hope that the word would be confirmed. Have ye not seen a false vision? And have ye not spoken a lying divination? In that ye say, Jehovah saith, Abiyat, I have not spoken. Ezekiel 13 in verse 8. Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Because ye have spoken falsehood and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord Jehovah, and my hand shall be against the prophets that see false visions and that divine lies, and they shall not be in the council of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah, because they have seduced my people, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. And when one buildeth up a wall, behold, they dab it with untempered mortar. Say unto them that dab it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and ye, O great hailstone, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, it shall not be said unto you, Where is the dabbing wherewith ye have dabbed it? Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my wrath, and there shall be an overflowing shower in mine anger, and great hailstones in my wrath to consume it. So will I break down the wall that ye have dabbed with untempered mortar, and bring that down to the ground, so that the foundation thereof shall be uncovered, and it shall fall. And ye shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall and upon them that have daubed it with untempered mortar. And I will say unto you, The wall is no more, neither they that daubed it, to wit, the prophets of Israel that prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and that see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, saith the Lord Jehovah. Ezekiel chapter 13 and verse 17. And thou, son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, that they prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them, and say, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Woe to the women that sew pillows upon all elbows, and make kerchiefs for the head of persons of every stature to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and save souls alive for yourselves? And ye have profaned me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that hearken unto lies. Jeremiah had already exhorted those people to hearken not to false prophets, but to seek the peace of the city where they were held as captive, for the peace of their conquerors would they have peace, and take wives and rear children and build houses on the ground until it be the days expired for 70 years. We're going to continue this in our next class. Come visit us at Rock Cliff when you can.